7. Against the Law. A. Exercise 4. Page 56.
Patrolling the air. The sound of a window being smashed and an alarm going off destroys the quiet of the night. Someone has triggered a security system while trying to break into a house. Far away in a police station, the image of a hooded figure running away from the crime scene appears on a monitor. Back on the street, the figure runs down alleyways, into people's gardens, and jumps over fences. He's quick, but there's no escape. He runs straight into a waiting patrol car, is placed under arrest, and swiftly taken into custody. The police knew where he was because he was followed from above with a UAV, unmanned aerial vehicle, more commonly known as a drone. Drones have been in our skies for much longer than you might think. These unmanned flying machines first took to the air during World War I, although some of them had to be launched by catapult. Since then, drone technology has come a long way, and now drones perform an impressive variety of tasks. They can make deliveries, monitor climate change, and carry out search and rescue operations after earthquakes, tsunamis, and avalanches. They have been used for making films and taking photos in places that no human could ever reach. And now they are being used in law enforcement to reduce all sorts of crime, from theft and pickpocketing to vandalism and speeding. In the Mexican town of Ensenada, just one drone helped police reduce crime by as much as 10%. It flew around 25 missions a day and allowed the police to make over 500 arrests in just a few months. Officers put this down to the increased response time. A drone can spot a crime and report it long before a member of the public can. That means the police get there quicker. A spokesman for a company that develops drone software says thieves have a clock in their head from when they break a window to when the police arrive. What the drone has done is dramatically decreased that time. Using drones is not without its problem, though. A lot of citizens believe that drones will be used to spy on them even when they are not doing anything illegal. They are also worried about their privacy, as low-flying drones are capable of seeing through windows into people's houses. More important, perhaps, is the question of safety. A single drone seen above Heathrow Airport caused days of delays and hundreds of cancelled flights recently. If any aeroplane had been unlucky enough to hit that drone, it could have been seriously damaged and might even have crashed. Despite this, the widespread use of drones is going to increase. Latest figures suggest that around 3 million drones were built last year, and sales will rocket to over $11 billion soon. At the same time, drones will get smaller, and we could soon have some the size of an insect. New safety measures will undoubtedly have to be put in place to protect people's privacy and prevent any potential accidents. But their use by police forces around the world will continue, making streets a lot safer. So the next time you see something suspicious and call the police, just look up. Help might be a lot closer at hand than you think.